This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Statewide elected officials are outraged by a House bill demanding further cuts to their departments and are making some outrageous suggestions to the Senate in response. Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser told the Senate Finance Committee,
"We're looking at private-public partnerships for bringing in sponsors to state parks."
"And that would be run by, I don't know, Holiday Inn Express or some other outfit."
"That's exactly what we're looking at."
Secretary of State Tom Shadler let his exasperation loose.
"We need to close museums, all of them.
If we don't have the money, we got to do away with museums. Everything else in my shop is constitutionally and statutorily mandated."
Shedler is especially irate over the cuts, with a presidential preference primary election coming up on Saturday.
$3.5 million it cost us to put on a presidential preference primary. Do you know that over 30 states in this country forced the two parties to do it themselves? You can cut my election budget to zero if it makes you feel good and balance your budget. But guess what? All I do is show up to the table and you got to pay me.
You're going to have to write the check to me."
The statewides all urged senators to consider simply giving their departments a budget amount and letting them decide how to use the money.
"It's time for you to give us our budget and let us run our shops."
Attorney General Jeff Landry said an alternative is taking lawmakers out of the budgeting process.
"I mean, you know, if they just locked up a constitutional amendment on higher ed and one on health care, the budget could just go on cruise control."
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.